There's a light at the end of the tunnel. They get married.
Still, you have to. They get value. Okay, so we are today's daf chaf. We're on Yud Tesamid Beis. We are two lines from the bottom by the words Maskif Le Rav Huna. So the Gemara is going back to ask questions on the Shita of Rav. Rav said that anything that is not repeated, any rule or any obligation by Menachos that is not repeated, is not a dispensable. It's not an indispensable of item to be done. So Gemara asks, Maskif Le Rav Huna. Now this brisa is going to go against our Mishnah. Maskif Le Rav Huna, Melech, putting salt, Varei Melech, the din of putting salt on the karbonos. Delo Tana Beikra. It's not repeated in the Psukim, apparently. And nevertheless, the Ma'akev Bei, and it's Ma'akev, which is against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Melech is not, but it's Ma'akev Ba, the Tanya, because we have a brisa. The brisa quoting by the matanos that are given to the Kohanim, it says, Kol trumos hakadoshim, asher yarimu b'nei Yisrael Hashem, nasati l'chol b'nech, l'vnosecha, itchol l'chol kolam, bris melech olam hi, l'vnei Hashem, right, l'chol zarech yitach. But it says, bris melech olam hi, that's the bris melech, shetehei bris amur b'melech. It should be that the bris, the covenant, is set with the salt. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the rules of Rabbi Yehuda, so the karbonos have to have salt. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it's an indispensable item, because the bris is nichras on the salt. And Rabbi Shimon Omer says you can make the drasha differently. Nemar Khan, it says over here, I guess, in this pasuk, it said, bris melech olam hi, benemar lahalon, and it says later on by Pinchas, it says, bris kahunas olam. So you see, a bris is connected to olam, so bris by the salt is also olam. Kishim she'iyashar le karbonos below kihuna, just like you can't have karbonos without the kahuna, bris kahuna solam, kach iyashar le karbonos below melech. So until you can have the karbonos without melech. Nevertheless, these two tanaim are saying that the bris, that the melech is a requirement, it's indispensable, without the fact of the pasuk, the commandment of the melech being repeated. So I'm Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, fine, no big deal. Rav, kiton di dan sviulei. Rav will hold like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Amar lo mala kosher. Our Mishnah says that if you don't salt, it's still b'diavad kosher. Why? Probably because it's not repeated, so he doesn't hold like those tonight. Gemara then asks, which is an interesting question because it sort of goes against what we did on Tuesday. Amar le'avaye I hachi. If this is the case that Rav is saying that when our Mishnah says lo malach means that you did not put salt at all, then lo yotzuk nami. Lo yotzuk also should mean lo yotzuk klal. But we know that can't be, right? Because lo yatzak is dispensable, because it's repeated twice. Also says minchas hi. So if lo yatzak doesn't mean lo yatzak klal. Lo yatzak means el lo yatzak el azar. Lo yatzak kohen el azar. It's only a kohen who didn't do yitzika, but a non-kohen did do the yitzika. So hachinami, for consistency's sake, in the Mishnah, when it says the melach, hachinami lo malach hakohen el azar. That lo malach means not that it wasn't done at all. Rather, this wasn't done by a kohen, but it was done by a zar, showing that you still need melech on the. The problem is, in my mind, is that we had this in the beginning of the Gemara where we talked about yitzika and belila, and we said hakadisa, hakadisa. So what's everybody asking the question? Just answer hakadisa, hakadisa. This one is talking about the fact that it's not done by a kohen; it's done by a zar, and this one is not done at all. We already asked this. Already asked. Asked and answered. Menachem, it's asked and answered. What's the? I don't know. So the Gemara says, no, give a different answer. Gemara says, no, the reason why you can't say that when the Mishnah says, lo malach kohen el azar, but there is a malicha done, how is a zar supposed to do malicha? Malicha is done right before that the item goes on the Mizbeach, which is all the way inside. The zar can't go there. So what's the Havamina? He says, Amr lei, v'chital al daska, shazar karav l'gavi Mizbeach, is it possible that a zar can be carved on the Mizbeach? Rashi says the last white line on top. He says the melichas komets berosh shel mizbeachi. Putting salt on the komets is when it's on top of the mizbeach. Because the Amar Mishmaisa berosh shel mizbeach shesham molchim esa komets. How can it possibly be that the Zar is going to do it? So therefore, the Mishnah can't be talking about lo malach kohen el Zar. It must be talking about that lo malach at all. And then Rav can hold like the Mishnah. So if Ibai's emo, or you can say no. Rav will hold like those Tanoim in the Brisa, that Melech is indispensable. It wasn't repeated. Yibais Ema, Kevan, Dixivide, Bris, The word bris equals two times, basically. It's similar, or it's as if the pasuk repeated it. By saying the word bris, it gives it such chashivus, it's as chashiv as if it was repeated. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Lo tani beikra." Well, what your whole premise was here. The problem was is that salting is not repeated, and then you ask the kasha on Rav. Then we said, Rav either holds like our Mishnah, or Rav will hold a brisk, you know, substitutes for repetition. But it does repeat it. "Lo tani beikra." What about the following pasuk? And this you have to read the full pasuk. The pasuk is of a Yikra Beis. First, it says, "V'chol karbon minchascha b'melech timlach." Every korban mincha, you have to have melech. Lo sa'an, continue the pasuk on the Gemara. But lo sa'ash bish melech brisol kech melech chasecha. You cannot not have salt on your mincha. Al kol korbancha takriv melech. On every korban put the melech. Two times in one pasuk it says that you're supposed to put the salt on the korbanos. Right? So, what, originally it says kol korban mincha melech timloch. Then it says al kol korbancha takriv melech. So Gemara says, you're right, it's said twice. But it's said twice, each time is necessary for a limud. And if each time is necessary for a different limud, it's not talking about the repetition in order to create the indispensability of the action. Right? Havumi boile, why? The doubling in this pasuk is needed, lichinatanya, based on to teach us the rule of the following brisa. The brisa says, Ilu ne'mar karbon b'melech. Had the pasuk said, v'chol karbon b'melech timlach, I didn't say a karbon minchoscha b'melech timlach, I just didn't have the word mincha in there. So just as I call carbon b'melech, shomei ani, I would have thought that anything that's called a carbon, you get salt. That would include afilu eitzim, even the trees, even the wood that's brought on the mizbeach. We'll see that that's called eitzim are called a carbon in the pasuk in Nehemiah. It says v'hagorolos hibhalnu al carbon eitzim. Okay, and then also the blood. So you would think you need to salt the eitzim and the blood, right? Talmud lomar mincha. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Al kol korban minchascha b'melech timlach." So only a mincha, and it's teaching us a rule: "Ma mincha miyuchedes she'avcherin ba'in chovala." Why is a mincha specific? A mincha is specific that it needs something else to come with it. It drags something along with it. In order to burn the mincha, you need eitzim. So it's only what's chai of salt, something like the ikar korban, something that brings something else with it. Right, af kol acher habayin chovala. So too, anything else that requires something else to come along with it to burn. So that would exclude trees, because the wood, because wood doesn't need something else to come along with it to burn. It itself is burned, and it excludes dam, because dam is not burned. It's sprinkled on the mizbeach. So from that, bin chosra comes to teach us. It comes to exclude etzim and dam. So the Gemara then continues. The Brisa continues. So you might have said, e ma mincha miyuchedes. Shemateres, af kol shematir. Maybe with mincha, maybe we say with kol minchasa, what's it come to teach us the rule? Mincha is matir other things. The komet is matir the shirayim. So maybe if you're talking about something that's matir something else, that would include blood, because the dam is matir the meat. Right? He says, ma mincha miyuchad shemateres, af kol shematir, v'avi dam shehu matir. I'll bring include dam, and according to that, blood would require salting. So Gemara says, no, Talmud Lomar, that's why we have the pasuk says, it says, Lo tashpis melech bris lokecha me'al minchasecha. Right, the continuation of the pasuk was, don't not have salt on anything from your mincha. Al minchasecha, you have to make sure to put the salt on. Velo me'al demecha, don't worry about putting on your blood. That's the lima of the brisa. So now we've excluded eitzim because it doesn't bring anything else. We've excluded blood from me'al minchasecha. Then the Gemara says, Yachal tei mincha kula tuna melech. Maybe you would think the entire korban mincha would require salt. Why just the komets? Talmud lomar, korban minchasecha b'melech timlach. Korban ton melech v'ein mincha kula tuna melech. Only that which is hukrav, or that which is boron mizbeach, which is the komets, not anything else that requires the mincha. So now the Gemara says, right? That's the brisa so far. What?
Requires salt.
Requires salt. What did I say? I said something wrong. Okay. Only the komet requires salt. The mincha itself does not require the salt. The ainli ela komet. Now I only know. Sorry.
The mincha does go on the mizbeach.
No, only the komet goes on the mizbeach. If ainli ela, well, the menachos that require salting is Mincha that Komitz is taken off of. And that's the only thing that requires salt and it goes on his back. There are other Minachos that are completely burnt. But most Minachos have the Komitz taken out. There are some, there are different types of Minachos, that's the different types of Korbanos.
You still have to eat it on the Mizbeah, in order to make the loaf. In the pans or something.
Right, but that doesn't go in the pans. They're cooked in an oven. They're cooked in an oven. Machlas, Marcheshes, they're cooked in Machetano, they're cooked in an oven. They're not cooked in that. You don't cook on the Mizbeah, you burn on the Mizbeah. Okay. So now I know that the komets, which is burnt on the Mizbeach, requires salt. How do you know that the Lavona, that is frankincense, that also comes in most of the Menachos and gets burnt on the Mizbeach, how do you know that also requires salt? Marbani is Lavona, Shabkain Ba'im Abukliach Echad. I include Lavona because Lavona is similar to the komets because it's in the same kli. Right? It's on, when you put it together, you take them out. When you put it all together, it's before you take the komets out, they're all in the same, they're all in the same utensil. Okay, so that's the first part of the pasuk. So then the Gemara says, okay, that's great for Minachos. Minayin l'rabos, how do we know, again, this is still all the Brisa. Minayin l'rabos is halavona, which is weird, we just did the lavona. How do we know to, oh, sorry. Minayin l'rabos is lavona habab l'fnei atzma. How do you know to include lavona that comes by itself? I can make a neder and say, I want to bring lavona on the korban. That's not in the same place as a mincha, it's set by itself. I mean, Minayin l'rabos is halavona habab l'fnei atzma. What about the lavona habab b'zichin? What about the lavona that comes with the lechem upon him every week? It's not part of the mincha, just the two spoonfuls are taken off. So it's not in the kli echad of the mincha, because it's not with the mincha. So how do I know that requires salt? The haktoris. And how do you know that the haktoris that's brought in the inner mizbeach, right, that it requires salt? And, go to your question, minchas kohanim, minchas kol mashiach, and minchas nesachim. A kohen who makes a nedava to bring a mincha, or the mincha of the kohen mashiach that is brought half in the morning, half at night. All those are completely burned. And the minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes along with the wine libations of every korban, there's no kemitza. Those are kulon mukteris. So how do I know that those require salt? And what about other items? Emuri chatos, the fats of the chatos that are burnt. Emuri asham, emuri kachikachim. That would have to be the kifsei shlomer. Okay. Emuri kachikalim. And the limbs of the, and the fats of the kachakalim, the avery ola, and all the limbs of the ola that are kula burnt on the mizbeach. Well, ola's oaf, and the ola's oaf, which is also burnt on the mizbeach completely. Minayin, how do you know these karbanos require melicha? Tamar lomar, that's right, the second part of the passage that says, I'll call karbanos takri melech, and all your karbanos, you bring melech. Point being over here now, is that each time it mentions karbon, the melech and the karbon, it's necessary for a limud. And if it's necessary for a limud, we're not going to be able to use it for the point of repetition to say that it's an indispensable item. So Gemara says, okay, that's the Braisa. Now the Gemara is going to go, as it typically does, going to dissect the Braisa. Okay, so, hold on. So Amamar, the Braisa says, Ein li ela komets. I only would have taught the komets, minayin l'rabos as a lavona. How would I supposed to include lavona? The Braisa answered, I'll include the Lavona because Lavona comes part of the same kli, it's part of the same utensil as the Komets. Gemara says, well, why do I need that? V'ha amarta, you already said, ma mincha menyuchedes, sha'achayrin bo'in chovala. You already said that the mincha is special, the mincha requires it, because as opposed to the etzim, because the mincha requires something else to come with it to burn it. Lavona also requires something else to come with it to burn it. The Eitzim. The Lavona has the same characteristic as the Mincha. So Gemara is asking, why do I need this extra limud of Habayim B'Kli Echad? I can already learn that Lavona requires on all these things. I can learn that they require salt, because just like the Mincha drags Eitzim to burn it, so too these things drag Eitzim to burn it. So what do I need the other limud them for? I think that's what the question is. Rashi says, Zafahar Marta, Ma mincha miyuchel shachayim ba umehasam ira be'levona, right? Bekulu hanach tzricham etzim, right? V'alkol karboncha sulamli. So why do we need the second pasuk of alkol karboncha, the second part of alkol karboncha? If all these things share the similar characteristic that the Braisa pointed out, but the mincha, they should require salt just like the mincha. So now the Gemara says, no, hakika amar. This is what I guess. This is what the Braisa was meant to ask. Rashi says hakika amar. Hay de parich eli el komets hachika parich. Ema lo darshina kedvash on the parish. It says hachika amar. Maybe we would have learned like this. The havmin now is going to be that maybe the Brisa would not have learned about this idea of whatever brings Eitzim along with it. Maybe what we're learning out is a klal uprat. They have a klal uprat, it's limiting. So let's see. So Hadika Amar. Ema karbon klal. Maybe a karbon is a klal. I mean, so that, now that means every karbon comes in. And then it says umincha prat. It says called karbon minchaska. Mincha is a limitation. And we have the rule is klal uprat ein bichlal el mashu prat. Bichlal uprat, the only thing that's included is the specific item, not the general item. And therefore, mincha in midiach v'nilo. It would only be a korban mincha and not anything else. So, hada amar, so then the Gemara says, I'll call, and then the pasuk then continues, I'll call korbancha. So, chas of a klal. So, I have a klal, pratu klal. I have a klal, pratu klal, so now I make it more inclusive. I make, but it's only more inclusive based on a characteristic similar to the prat. So, klal, prat, klal, iatadan elika ein prat. You only make the klal if it's similar. You include everything that's similar to the prat. Maha prat mefurash shachemi boin chovala. So the prat is explicit that other items come along with it. Af kol shachemi boin chovala. So chemi boin chovala mainiyu. What is a chemi that come with it? It's eitzim. Af kol eitzim. So anything that requires eitzim would require. I'm going to say that's what it is. So anything that would require eitzim would require the salt. Which is the question that we asked, that Lavona should be learned like that. So then I don't know if that's the answer. Hachika Amar. Haida Parach Emi El Koma, it's Hachika Parach. Emo lo darshinan kidrashta ma milchum yuchedas, el bechalu prat darshinan, kober rishon klal, in chaso prach. Milcha in midiach, haida parach in. Oh, so it would continue, I guess. I don't know. So he says now, based on the Eitzim and the Lavona, based on the fact that it had, that the carbon, the klal uprat, the klat, is now including anything that requires Eitzim to be brought along with it, so therefore, it's requiring anything that has, it's requiring mint salt on anything that drags something along with it. So that includes Lavona. That's going to be the include Lavona. And the Gemara Mishnah says, I see dumb, ikun asachim. You should also then include blood. Because blood, what comes along with the blood? Apparently the libations come along with the blood. So Gemara says, no. Nesachim b'hadei emurim hudasa. The Nesachim don't come with the blood. The Nesachim will come along with the emurim, with the fats. My taima, because achila v'shtiyah. It's achila v'shtiyah. When you have a meal, the Mizbeach is having a meal. When you have a meal, you eat and you drink. So you have, drink wine. But you have meat and you have wine. Good restaurant. So therefore, you have to bring the wine. So Gemara says, no. Adarava, it's kapara v'simcha. The blood is kapara, and the wine is simcha. So they're the pair. So now what you have over here, based on the limud of the klal uprat klal, blood would require salt because just like mincha brings something along with it, which is the eitzim, so to the dam brings something along with it, which is the wine. So maybe you should be including wine in the salt. So the Gemara says, no, Ella, that's what the Gemara says, Ella, Lavona ba'ima b'kli echad, v'nesachim ain ba'im b'kli echad. The Lavona is specific, requires salt, because it comes into the same kli as the mincha. The blood does not come in the same kli as anything else, and therefore it does not require salt. Aval ki hechi the mitkashra b'hu mincha, hachi mitkachru kula korbanos. And then, now that we've excluded blood, now we can go back and say, just like the korban mincha, is taloi in wood, so to any other carbon that's taloi in wood would require salt. But it doesn't, you have to go through this whole process in order to get rid of the blood, because you might have been learning it in the klal uprat klal, and the klal uprat klal could have included blood. No, it's the levon is included not because of klal uprat klal, it's included because it's boim kli echad. So the Gemara says, okay, so I can give you, if you're talking about a klal uprat klal, you talk about something specific about the mincha. I'll give you a different rule about the mincha, and that will require us to include other things. So the Gemara says, "Ema ma prat mufurash sha'achir ba'im chovala umateres." The prat of the mincha is specific in that it has two characteristics. Not only does it drag something else to be brought with it, the eitzim, it also is a matir. It also permits something else. That's what the kometz does. It permits the rest of the mincha. So acherin bought in chova la umateris. So what would be the only other thing that will require salt? Something that has these two characteristics. And what's that? Levona haba bezichin. It will be levona of the shnei bezichim that comes to why? Because they require salt. They require wood to be burnt, and they're also matu the lechem upon him, right? The shayr lechem. Aval mi di acherini lo. But other things you would not require, right? So that would that means that other korbanos are not included. So the Gemara then says, no, me the itzterich me almin chasecha. But the fact that the pasuk then later on says me almin chasecha, the lo me aldamecha, to exclude blood. I don't understand why. We just excluded the blood already. But he says me almin chasecha, velo me aldamecha, right? Michlal the hanakulu asu bechatzad. If the whole, if you were concerned that you needed these, we're talking about these two characteristics, you never would have had the concern about blood, because blood is just a matir. It doesn't bring anything along with it. But we just said it does. It brought along the nesachim. But so, the whole limudim here are just completely. It keeps going back on what they said previously.
They're trying to make things fit.
Yeah, but we made them fit. And then when you go back the next step, you're basically rejecting the previous step. So he says, if the klal or pata klal was dealing with these two characteristics, it never would have had to exclude blood, because blood doesn't have these two characteristics. But the fact that the pasuk is specifically excluding blood, meaning only worried about one characteristic, and therefore it would include other korbanos, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a matir. I don't know, but we just got rid of blood. I can't get it out of my head. We just got rid of blood. Okay. Next part of the bryce, so that's being excluded. Amamar. It says, "May almin chasecha." Right, you have to take. You should never not have salt on your mincha. But it comes to exclude v'lo me aldamecha and not from the blood. I mean, the blood doesn't require salt. V'ema may almin chasecha v'lo me aldirecha. Who says almin chasecha excludes blood? Maybe almin chasecha excludes emurim, excludes the fats that are being burnt. He says, "No, mistabra. You're going to exclude something. It makes more sense to exclude the blood and not exclude the emurim. Why? Because it's going to be a 6-2." Emurim are similar to mincha in 6 ways, and the blood is similar to the mincha, the kolmetz, in 2 ways.
And the problem is, if you don't do the blood, you hope he doesn't do anything
anymore. No, you can do the blood. The question is whether you have to put salt in the blood when you do it. You have to do the blood. The question is whether you have to put salt on it. At least l'chachila. Right? According to our Mishnah. Right. So, mistabra evarim havalili ribuye. It makes more sense that you should include the evarim, which is the limbs that are being burnt on the Mizbeach, that they require salt. Shekain, why? Because it's similar in 6 things. The Rashi tables here give 7, but the Mishnah only lists 6. Right? Ashpana tameh, simon. So how? Number one, how is it similar? Acherim boin chovel kamosa. Evarim, just like mincha, require the etzim to come to burn it. So acherim boin kamosa. Number two, ishim kamosa. The evarim are similar to the mincha in the fact that they're both burnt. Right? Similar, the same idea. Number two, bachut kamosa. The evarim are similar to the mincha in that they are only brought outside the heichal, as opposed to blood, often, sometimes, especially in Yom Kippur, the blood is brought inside the heichal. That's number three. Number four is nosar kamosa. They have a din of nosar. Blood doesn't have a din of nosar, because you can't eat it anyway. There's no din of nosar by the blood. That was number three. Right? Number four is tuma kamosa. If you eat the mincha, or eat the evarim when you are tameh, there's an isser, but there's no isser tameh when it comes to eat by blood. Number four is mi'ila. There's a concept of mi'ila by evarim, there's a concept of mi'ila by the kamitsa, kamosa, like that, right? That's number four. But that's only how many is that? Boyin lo chova kamosa, ishim kamosa, bachut kamosa, nosar kamosa, tuma kamosa, mi'ila is 6. Right, but the simon gives 7. Okay, so, right, Mincha Kamosa. So the Gemara says, no, Adarava, I'll tell you the other way around, that blood is similar to the Mincha, Shekain Matir Kamosa. They're a Matir. I was trying to figure out, the Gemara knows that there are 6 one way and only two the other way. So why are they even trying to compare? I think because being a Matir is very, it's like essential component of the Korban. The other things are just halachas that apply to it. But the fact that you matir something else, that is the essence of the Korban. So maybe that similarity would be more, kamash malon, that it's not. But I don't know what the Avmin is. I don't know what the maskara would be, but still, okay. So either Rabbi Dam Havim Leila Rube, Shekain Matir Kamosa. And also it's similar, and it's Nifsal Bishkias Hachama. After sunsets, and then there's long tosas over here, goes into the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is what exactly is sunset. You see this Tosfos a few times in Tzvachim and Pesachim. Rabbeinu Tam has these two sunsets, and that's why we're supposed to. Happens to be that all the Rishonim and all the Poskim pass like the Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra, which means at the beginning of night, anything that requires halachas, anything in l'chumra in the beginning, we go by the beginning of nightfall, and anything that requires Seitz HaChavim, we're supposed to go like the second sunset of Rabbeinu Tam, which would mean that really we should wait 72 minutes after Shabbos to do malacha. Some do, most, I would say, do not wait the 72 minutes for Rabbeinu Tam.
The other minutes are fine-tuning the 72.
But we wait 48 or 50.
That was only in Bavel, right. Only in Equinox.
Because we have the Gra. The Gra makes that change. But in essence, everyone says, oh, Rashid Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam. In essence, we all hold like Rabbeinu Tam. His Metzias is not correct, but the way he describes it is not correct, but he's right in that there are two sunsets. So when the sun goes down, and then you still have light all over the horizon, and then at a later period in time, it gets dark. So he viewed it as the sun going through the kippah, and then coming back around. He didn't have, but his observation is 1,000% correct. Okay. Anyway, so Adarabba, Dam should be considered, you should compare Dam to the Mincha, because the Dam is similar to the Mincha in two ways. Number one, that it's a matir. Number two, that just the Mincha and the Dam are possible by Shkiyas HaChama, I guess, as opposed to the Ivarim that are not possible by Shkiyas HaChama. The Gemara says, Hanach Nefishin, no, these are more six against two rules. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, it makes a limitation, the way Almin Chasecha, it's coming to exclude the Dam, it's not coming to exclude the Emurim, because the Dam is more dissimilar to the Mincha. Okay. Next part. Amamar, the Braisa said that had the Pasuk just written the Kol Karban Bamelech, I would have included even Eitzim and Dam. Why? Shenikru Karban. Shomei ani afil Eitzim and Dam, Shenikru Karban. I want to say, wait a second. Who is the Shita who holds that Eitzim are called Karban? Right? Man Shamitz Le, the Amar Eitzim Ikre Karban. Who calls Eitzim a Karban and makes it similar to a Karban? That's Rebbe. That would be the Shita of Rebbe. But the Rebbe, mi boyelu melech. Rebbe requires salt. So the whole thing becomes very difficult. You're going to say, no, I would have thought that Eitzim, which are called a carbon, requires salt. Well, who says Eitzim is a carbon? It's Rebbe. And he says it does require salt. So what's going on? I say, we can just say that the Mishnah is not like Rebbe, but okay. He says, lefi Rebbe, mi boyelu melech, the Tanya, because you have a Bryce that says, It says, V'nesh, nefesh, ki takriv, karban, take out the word mincha, karban, lahashem, right, melameid, shemisnavdim, eitzim. The extra word karban, right, it could have just said, nefesh, ki takriv, lahashem. It says, nefesh, ki takriv, karban, melameid, shemisnavdim, eitzim. You can make a nadava to bring eitzim, to be burnt on his mezbeach. So eitzim are a karban. And kama, how much would you have to bring? Shnei gizarim, I guess two big blocks. The Chenu Omer, and what says in the pasuk over there, it says Vahagorola Sivhanu a Karbon, it's actually a Kurban, Ha'etzim, right? The Karbon Eitzim. Rebbe Amar, Rebbe says Eitzim have the same din of Karbon Mincha, Utiunin Melech, Utiunim Hagasha. They require salting, which is interesting to put salt onto a wood. They require salting, and they will require Hagasha. So he says that Eitzim do require salt. You're learning in the Mishnah that you would have thought that Eitzim, which is called a carbon, requires salt. Well, the one who says that Eitzim is a carbon requires salt. Right? But Amar Rabba, and Rabba just continues with the comparison, right? L'divrei Rebbe, Eitzim t'una kemitza. According to Rebbe, Eitzim would require kemitza. I guess you would have to grind it up a bit and then do kemitza. But Amar Rabba says, L'divrei Rebbe, Eitzim t'richem Eitzim. According to Rebbe, if it's a carbon, you would have to bring other wood to burn the wood that you just made as a netter to bring to the base of Migdash. Right, but you see from here that Rebbe holds an Eitzim are called a carbon, he holds an Eitzim requires salt, and if that's the case, how can the Braisa say that even though Eitzim are called carbon, they don't require Melicha? The one who says that it is a carbon requires Melicha. So Gemara gives the answer. Samim Mikan Eitzim, just remove the word Eitzim from this, from the Braisa from the Mishnah, right? Summary Khan Eitzim. Take away Eitzim. I guess maybe from the Braisa. Take away Eitzim. Eitzim do require salt. I don't know why we have to say it goes to the sheet of Rebbe. Oh, maybe because it's, I don't know. He says, Summary Khan Eitzim. Sigmar says, V'ela, So if that's the case, that etzim do require salt. So when the pasuk said minchascha, right, the part of the drushes we had in the Amr Aleph was minchascha, that it says only things that are similar to mincha require salt. Those are things that bring other things along with it. But etzim don't bring other things along with it. It's not true. According to Rebbe, etzim do bring other things along with it. But okay, what?
Not going to Rebbe.
Because if not going to Rebbe, we don't have the problem. I understand everything that the Gemara is saying. It just doesn't, I'm just not following. He says, "For the Ella Kral Lute Mai, what's the pasuk coming to an eat?"
The Gemara has, goes to a similar situation. And it is,
I know, but really, from what, from one line to the next?
Always the same thing.
Very,
it goes on for days.
It was a very frustrating evening last night. He says, "Ella Kral Lute Mai." So when it says, Min Chascha, which we thought meant to exclude Eitzim, was it coming to exclude? Ilim ute dam, if it's coming to exclude blood, we don't need that. Because that's from later on in the pasuk, it says me'al min chasecha, which says me'al min chasecha, not me'al tamcha. Right? That we already learned over there. Right? So, afik eitzim, so the Gemara says, you're right, take eitzim out, va'ayil nesachim, and put in wood. So therefore, it's not just you're taking eitzim out, you're also putting wood into the limud. So therefore, when it says min chasecha, it's coming to include, it's coming to exclude the wine libations, because the wine also doesn't have anything that doesn't force anything else to come with it, because it's just poured directly onto the zvech. It's not burnt. The Gemara says the Tanya, because we have a brayso that says aval hayayin v'hadam v'ha'etzim v'ha'ketores ain't to unimelech. So you see from here that the nesachim don't require melicha, even though the brayso the core was a support includes etzim. Our brayso is going to take out etzim and put in wine. The Gemara says. Good time. Figure this out now. Okay? Money. So who is the author of this brisa that says you need that wine, blood, logs, and ketores does not require salt? E-Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, it can't be, because Kasha eats him. We just said, he says that eats him do require salt. The E-Rabbanon, and if the Rabbanon who do not require salt on the eats him, Kasha ketores, then they have a problem with ketores, because the brisa that we just quoted before said that ketores does not require salt. So who is this author of this brisa? So Gemara says, Hatanuhu. This brisa is, the author of the brisa is this following brisa, the Tanya, because we have another brisa that says, Rabbi Shmuel Benosh Rav Yosim Broka Omer. He says as follows, Ma prat, right, back to the klal apart the klal, Mal prat mufurash davar shemekabel tuma the ola le'ishim. What's the mincha? The mincha is something that becomes tummy if someone whose tummy touches it, and also gets burnt on the mizbeach. Ve'yeshno al-mizbeach ha-chitzon. And also only on the outer mizbeach. Av kol davar makalatuma v'ol yishim yeshno al-mizbeach ha-chitzon. It's going to include just items that are makalatuma, that are burnt on the mizbeach, and only on the outer mizbeach. Yotzu eitzim, that excludes eitzim, shem makalatuma, because wood stuff does not the makalatuma. The Yatsu Dam comes to exclude Dam and Yayin, She'ain Olishim. They're not burnt. They're sprinkled or poured. Right? And Yatsa Ketores, and Ketores is excluded, She'ain Al Mizbeach Achitzon. There's no such thing as Ketores on the Adam Mizbeach. So that's why. So that Brisa is talking about this author of Rabbi Yishmael ben Obrich Sharokim Broka. And maybe now he's also the author of our Brisa that we brought, because our Brisa, well, not necessarily, but see that our Brisa is taking out Eitzim and putting in the Sachim. And therefore the Nesachim, I don't know, so the Bryce, so our Bryce is now mixes and matches. Okay? So the Gemara then says, now the Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk to exclude blood from Melicha? Ela taima de me'ate kral dam, ha'lav ha'chi, hav mina dam li'bayi melech. The only reason that dam is excluded is because of the Pasuk, me'al min chaska, not me'al damcha, but in that had the Pasuk, you wouldn't have to put salt on the blood. Kema de melicha, once you salt the blood, nafik le mitar is done. It's no longer blood. Right? That's why we salt the blood. It's no longer blood anymore. The Amar Ze'iri, Amar Chanina, dam shebishlo, blood that is cooked, ain't no overlap. If you eat it, you don't violate the isser of eating blood. Right? Because the only isser for eating blood is blood that would be roy to be going to the mizbeach. When it's cooked, it's not roy to go on the mizbeach. It leaves the halacha of blood. Rabbi Huda Amar Ze'iri. Rabbi Huda said the name of Ze'iri. Dam shemilacho ain't over love. If you salt the blood, you're not over on it. Meaning, so if you salt the blood, it's no longer right to go on the mizbeach. So why would you have ever thought that you could put salt on the blood, you eat a pasuk. If you put salt on the blood, it's not blood anymore. But Rabbi Yehuda today, that was Rabbi Yehuda, the name of the Zairi. Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Evarim shet tzulon. If you took any of these limbs and you roasted them before you put them on the pyre, the he'elon ain't behem yishum reich nechoch. It doesn't, you know, I don't know if it says it's possible, but it doesn't have the reich nechoch to Hashem. All the roasting has to be done on the top of the Zbeach. Don't roast it before and then bring it on the Zbeach. So the Gemara is, so the basic question of the Gemara is, well, so again, why do I need the pasuk to exclude blood from salting? Salting itself excludes blood. So the Gemara answers, this will stop. Ma'od tema mishta ba mashahu le mitzvah ba'alma kamash malan. Maybe you would think that you could just maybe as a mit, not salt it to salt it. Just put a kernel of salt on the blood. It won't do anything. Maybe we buttle. It won't do anything to the blood, right? Ma'od tema mishta be mashahu le mitzvah ba'alma kamash malan from the pasuk that the blood doesn't need any salt whatsoever. Okay, we'll stop here by the group.